Let's talk to Craig McHugh. He's the Vice President for the Dublin region of the Union of Students in Ireland. And Craig, of course, the college offers came out yesterday. Round one, some 50,000 students being offered a place. There is the accommodation question, though. What are the early phone calls to the Union of Students Ireland telling you?
Well, I suppose it's kind of a reality shock this morning. I suppose people were celebrating their CAO results, very happy, and congratulations, I suppose, to all the students that did get their first choices and the choices they were looking for. There's quite a lot of fear about where am I going to stay, what's the quality of accommodation I'm going to stay, and a lot of students are really scrambling for somewhere to stay, so it's quite difficult.
Is it worse or better than last year? Has the situation...
It's absolutely gotten worse. It's gotten much worse. There's been a massive increase in, I suppose, phone calls and conversations we're having with students, really trying to find a place that's of substantial standard for them to be able to live in. Again, I suppose we're urging students to take up accommodation that they think is suitable, but digs accommodation, there's no rights there. So realistically, students are quite worried about the standard of where they're going to be staying.
What about the standard in terms of, you mentioned digs, which sounds almost like from the 80s and 90s perhaps, but still very much in evidence. This is where someone would stay in the home of someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And digs can be an incredible setup. It really just comes down to, it's a pick and mix, I suppose, because there's no proper legislation there to protect students in digs. So essentially, yeah, someone's staying in the family home. In a lot of cases, student digs work out very, very well, and they're a more affordable option in the context of the student accommodation crisis we have at the moment.
What about the grants and the money to spend on accommodation if you're living outside of the city that you're going to be attending college in?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose if you're a student in Monaghan and you want to go to DCU, or you're a student in Kilkenny and you want to go to UCC, the grants are absolutely not adequate enough. They haven't been readjusted to pre-2011 rates, and I suppose we all know prices have gone up since then. The maximum grant is €6,000. The student accommodation that's been built since 2016, if you want a 9-month lease on that, that's going to cost you from €7,200 right up to €10,000-€11,000. So the grant doesn't really do it. I suppose there's been comments earlier on in the week to dip into your grant to help you out. It's not going to work out. The average grant is actually €336 a month. The average rent in Dublin, I think we all know, is a little bit more than that.
Okay, well, we must leave it there. Craig McHugh of USI, thank you for that.